You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of academic and athletic excellence. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments of the past 20 years in each sport. Today, we are taking a look back at the top moment in women's softball history, May 13th, 2007. DePaul University jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the third inning of its 2007 NCAA Division III Softball Regional Championship game against Bridgewater College and held on for a 6-1 win to advance to the Division III Finals in Salem, Virginia, the first SCAC softball team to ever reach the finals. The Tigers finished 4-0 at the regional and improved to 36-5 overall. Megan Soltz posted her 18th win of the season as a freshman and allowed just 4 hits and 1 unearned run in 7 innings while striking out 5 and walking just 1. She posted a 4-0 record in the regional with a .97 ERA. Today we are joined by DePaul graduate and former pitcher of the Tigers, Meg Soltz. And Megan, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, Russell.
Megan, first of all, just talking about the program, you came in, you entered the 2007 year as a freshman, a DePaul softball program that was coming off a 31-10 campaign, and certainly on the up and up as a building program. Did you ever have the sense as a freshman heading into that 2007 season that this team had a chance to make the run that they did all the way to the College World Series?
I mean, you always have high hopes walking into something like that. But as a freshman, you know, you don't really know what to expect. So we had a great team. We had, excellent coaching staff. So obviously those were our goals, was to make it as far as we could. Now, whether or not, you know, we could predict from the beginning that we were going to make it all the way to the finals, you know, that's usually not something that you say straight off the bat from the beginning of the season, especially as a freshman. So we, you know, we're obviously really happy with our success that year, and we just had a lot of fun because it honestly wasn't something we expected.
The team opened up the year, Megan, 19-0 with all but one of your wins during that streak by two or more runs. How important was it for your group that sort of had a unique blend of upper-class leadership along with the benefit of a lot of young talent to get off to such a good start like that?
Obviously, you know, you have to lend a lot of our success to the upperclassmen and to the senior class, especially because, you know, the DePaul University softball team had struggled kind of up until that point. So the previous year before I got there and then the year I was there, you know, those were two big years in terms of, the senior leadership and, you know, even the junior class stepping up and really showing the freshmen and all of the underclassmen that, you know, we have high hopes. This is something that we want to do. We're capable of it, and we're ready to take on the challenge.
You guys make a run through the regular season. DePaul closes out the year 11-1 with an 11-1 conference record as you guys head into the SCAC tournament, poised to try and make a run at the first ever SCAC conference tournament championship in DePaul history. You guys open up the tournament 6-2 win over Center before getting shut out in back-to-back games, coming up short of a conference tournament. What do you think your team learned the most out of that disappointing result in the SCAC championships?
Honestly, I think the big thing for us was to keep our heads up, stay focused, because we understood that there was a possibility of us receiving one of the bids from the NCAA. So, you know, obviously we were very disappointed in our performance. We were very disappointed with the outcome of that SCAC tournament. But at the same time, we had to stay focused. We had to keep moving. We had to keep our heads up just because we knew there was a possibility that we could still make it to that final stage.
Well, you mentioned that possibility, Megan. Obviously, having not earned the automatic qualifying bid for the NCAA tournament, the fate of the school's first ever bid to the NCAA postseason play rested in the hands of the NCAA committee. What do you remember about your emotions, about the team's emotions, waiting for that announcement, and then, of course, once you guys heard that you were in the tournament, the team's reaction?
Honestly, we just tried to keep moving the best way that we could. So in the time that we were waiting, we tried to keep practicing, make sure we stay in the cage, make sure, you know, our bats stay hot, make sure everybody's arm stays warm. And, you know, when we found out we were going to the tournament and they were going to put us on that plane and fly us out to Salem, there are no words to describe how that feels and how happy all of us were, and how big of an accomplishment that was, not only because that was the first team from the SCAC to make it that far, but also we were the first softball team in DePaul's history to make it even to the regional tournament for the NCAA. So, you know, all of those feelings were just overwhelming, And it really drew us close together as a team in that celebration, and especially our families. I remember calling back and, you know, telling Mom and Dad that we were headed to the finals in Salem, and it was just a very exciting time for all of us, I think.
You know, you mentioned the regional play, Megan. Obviously, coming off the heels of two very close losses in the SCAC tournament, you guys open up regional play with a 2-1 win over Allegheny. What kind of lift did that bring to your team, scoring a run in the bottom of the sixth to take that 2-1 lead over Allegheny after they had scored in the top of the sixth to tie the game? In the first game of a double elimination softball tournament, how big is that first win, especially in a close game like that for your team?
To be honest with you, it was huge. We walked into that tournament thinking, you know what, this is kind of a bonus round for us. We've never made it this far. We don't know what to expect. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, we had absolutely no idea what type of competition we were going to be facing. So to be from a small school in Greencastle, Indiana, we were just out to have some fun. So to win that first game was kind of eye-opening for us and say, you know what, we can compete here. We can stay focused. We can pull ahead in the last part of the game and make this happen. So winning that first game really showed us that we have the potential to make it past this point in the tournament.
DePaul continued to guide their way through the winner's bracket, including another close 10-inning 4-3 win over Bridgewater to advance that regional championship game. Megan, what do you remember knowing that your team was just one win away from making not only the school's first ever appearance in the College Softball World Series, but also in SCAC history as well?
You know, I remember sitting in the hotel room talking to the catcher that year was Rachel Gill, and we were kind of talking a little bit about the game strategy in the Bridgewater game in general after having gone extra innings. And I just remember looking at her and saying, we could win this. We could go all the way. We can do this. And it was just one of those moments where, you know, all of your hopes and dreams of hopefully one day becoming a national championship, but they're kind of unfolding for you. Everything is right in front of you, and it's your job, it's your responsibility to just go out and grab it. So I think we didn't put too much pressure on ourselves, because at that point, you know, we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what would happen next, even if we won the game. So we were just out there having fun, and I think that's what brought us that win. That's what got us that regional championship, was staying so relaxed and having fun playing the game that we played all of our lives.
Well, you faced Bridgewater for the second time in as many days, knowing obviously they had to beat you twice for them to advance, and you were fortunately able to take care of business in that first game with a 6-1 win, advancing to the Softball World Series. Just talk about that feeling, just knowing, you know, your immediate reaction, having won that game, knowing that you guys were really on a historic run and heading to the College Softball World Series.
Actually, it's funny that you asked that question, because the background on my laptop computer is a photo that one of the dads took just as that game was finishing up. And just to see the excitement in everyone's face, you know, I still cherish that moment. Obviously, I see it every day when I boot my computer up. So that's one of those times where you know that you worked so hard to get somewhere, and it's finally paying off, and you're finally seeing something come of it. And it's you know, not only a pride in yourself and in your teammates, but there's also that pride for your school. I remember going to the tournament and everybody looking at us saying, where's DePaul? Who are you guys? Where did you come from? And, you know, being able to represent our school with a win like that was just fantastic.
You know, as I mentioned, Megan, you were just in your freshman year. You ended up in that regional posting a 4-0 record, a .97 ERA. You would close out your freshman year with 19 wins and, of course, go on to have an incredible career as the most decorated pitcher in SCAC history and one of the most ever in NCAA history, leading your team back to the College World Series your senior year. Talk about how that run that you made as a freshman in such an early stage of your softball career, how did that help you grow as a pitcher and really help you guide you through the rest of your career at DePaul?
I mean, any time you get experience like that, tournament experience, it's, you know, it's different than regular season play. You know, there's a lot more going on. There are a lot more rules and regulations behind the scenes. So just having that extra experience to share with underclassmen in the upcoming years was important. And the other part of that is, you know, as getting those accomplishments and making it that far as a freshman class allowed us to become better leaders later. and, you know, pave the way for those underclassmen to say, listen, we're here to play, we're here to win, and we know we're capable of it, so we will not settle for anything less than that. And I think having that attitude of confidence and, you know, of learning that work ethic and how much you can see pay off from the work that you do during the regular season really helped us in later years show the underclassmen what's possible.
The Tigers went on to post a 1-2 record, Megan, at the Softball College World Series that year, and at the time closing out the season with what was at that time a record of 37-7, the most wins ever in a single season. Coach Skrenna was named SCAC Co-Coach of the Year. Just talk about what it was like playing under Coach Skrenna and what she meant to that program.
You know, when you're choosing schools, one of the things that my pitching coach told me is make sure that you get along with the team, make sure that you get along with the coach, because that kind of becomes your family for the next 4 years. You spend so much time with each other, not only in practice and at games and stuff, but even the bus rides and the plane rides and the time spent together in hotel rooms is important to make sure that everyone gets along. And I think Coach Skrenta challenged each and every one of us, you know, even off the field, as individuals. She did a great job of challenging us. So, you know, I had a great time. I loved my team. And, you know, playing under one of the coaches of the year is just fantastic.
You've already mentioned her a little bit earlier, Megan, but Rachel Gill, as a sophomore that year, was named SCAC Player of the Year. She was your catcher for 3 years. She would end her career in All-American, the all-time leader in conference history in terms of hits. How does a player like her, like yourself, help to build a program at DePaul? And just talk a little about your relationship that you had with her, being that she was your catcher for 3 years in your career.
I think Rachel and I had a unique relationship in that when I first visited DePaul, I was pretty shy, didn't say too much, and Rachel was very outgoing. So it was kind of an odd relationship from the start because we weren't sure that we were even going to get along. But just as we played together and practiced together, and you know, came to an understanding of what we expected from each other, it really developed into an excellent friendship. And you know, she still comes and visits me in Indiana, and I'll head out to St. Louis and say hi to her every once in a while. So it's a relationship off the field really that made it work for us. So we, you know, we were able to have full conversations but never have to leave the plate and the pitching mound. We could, you know, talk to each other without words from across the field. So that was a really unique experience for me. And I think us being able to do that and us having that relationship was a good demonstration and a good representation of what the rest of the team had. You know, there are positions on the field that you just have to have an understanding of your teammates in order to be successful. And fortunately, I found that with Rachel, you know, as well as the rest of the majority of the team.
The 2017, Megan, was really sort of a jumping, leaping off point for this program in Greencastle, the softball program that Coach Skrenna has put together that's been to 3 College Softball World Series in the past 5 years. Talk about what that 2017 did for the program to help really establish such a good program there in Greencastle.
I think the big thing was just never giving up, making sure that we keep going. Like I said, nobody really knew who we were. No one really expected us to do well, to even make it out of the regional tournament. So, you know, those girls in that 2017, you know, we made a name for ourselves in that, hey, we're here, we're good, we're here to play ball. And you know, we're not going to come in relaxed. We're gonna come in fighting. We want to win. We want to make this happen, regardless of whether you know who we are or not. You know, you'll know who we are when we get done here at the tournament. So the upperclassmen, like I mentioned before, just really helped motivate us to say, you know what, it doesn't matter what people think of us. It doesn't matter if they know who we are or not. We're here to play, and we're here to be successful. And, you know, I think that attitude has carried through, and that's what's carried the DePaul program in the last few years, is to know that no matter what happens, no matter, you know, any other opinions outside of our team, we know we can do this, and we know we can be successful.
Finally, Megan, I know you have so many great memories throughout your career there at DePaul University. But just talk about the sort of the lasting memories, the images you have that will stick with you forever, not only from that game that you guys defeated Bridgewater, advancing to the College World Series that year in 2007, but just that whole run that team was able to make your freshman year.
The things that stick out in my mind were how much fun we had together. there was, at that time, there was no pressure. There were no expectations. No one expected us to go that far. So for us, it was just kind of all a bonus round of softball. So just the fun that we had and how relaxed we all were, there was, you know, there was no pressure on our shoulders at that point. We didn't have a bullseye on our back. No one knew who we were. So just being able to play relaxed and be able to have fun with each other and enjoy the bus ride. And actually how we got to Salem was kind of a fun memory that I have, that I have some pictures of also. We actually had a chartered flight from Greencastle, or actually from the Indianapolis International Airport, to Salem, Virginia. And that was kind of a fun experience in itself, just to be able to, you know, be with your team kind of on this exclusive little plane, which was something that, you know, I'll probably never get to do again. So that was another memory that stood out in my mind. But just the fun that we all had together, how much we enjoyed each other's company. And, you know, you'll always remember teams like that. Those girls that I played with will always be good, close friends of mine. And, you know, I don't ever foresee losing contact with those individuals. We still have reunions every once and again. So, overall, you know, the softball is great, and we all had a love for a game, but at the end of the day, it's the relationships that you form, and it's those connections with those girls that you played with for so many years that make that experience excellent.
DePaul University graduate and former pitcher and All-American Megan Saltz. Again, Megan, congratulations on being a part of the top moment in softball history of the past 20 years in the SCAC, and thanks again so much for your time.
Thank you, Russell.